Esther 3, Lot's Pride and the Long Memory of God. Scene Haman. The Agagite rises. Mordecai will not bow. A decree of extermination is sealed. Couriers race. Susa is bewildered while the king and Haman sit to drink. Yesterday, we noted that small recorded acts of faithfulness in exile become hinges in God's providence. Today, a darker hinge swings open. Reflection Haman is called the Agagite, evoking Agag of Amalek, 1 Samuel 15. Mordecai is introduced in the prior chapter as son of Kish, a Benjaminite. The story quietly reopens Israel's old wound, Exodus 17-16, Deuteronomy 25:17-2:19. Amalek attacks the weak, God remembers, Saul fails to finish obedience. Now, in exile, the conflict returns. Mordecai's refusal to bow is not a blanket rejection of courtly honour, compare Genesis 41:43. It is a refusal to bend the knee where homage threatens identity and covenant memory. The Hebrew legal triad to destroy, to kill, and to annihilate intensifies the cruelty. The pur, lot, a Persian-Akkadian loanword, seems to randomize fate, yet sits under the hidden hand of providence, Proverbs 16:33. Haman's offer of 10,000 talents is staggering, near the total annual revenue of the empire. Power and money try to purchase genocide. The signet ring makes the edict irrevocable by Persian custom, yet God's reversals are deeper than imperial ink. Herodotus's famed couriers find an echo here, but scripture notes what the chroniclers miss. The city is confused, and heaven is not. For the church, Esther 3 unveils the old enmity behind all attempts to erase God's people, Psalm 31, Revelation 12. God's name is unspoken, but his promise to Abraham still stands, Genesis 12:3. Hidden providence is not absent providence. Suggested cross-references, Exodus 17:8-16, Deuteronomy 25:17-19, 1 Samuel 15, Proverbs 16:33, Psalm 2, Revelation 12. Him, a mighty fortress, is our God. Prayer, Lord of hidden ways, steady our hearts when edicts rise and pride parades. Teach us when to bow and when to stand, and keep covenant memory alive within us. Overrule the lots cast against your people, and fulfill your promises in our day, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.